Track 3, More Than Just a Beach, Jake Fiennes tells Roan Mantell how he's making his vision for the future happen at Holcombe.
Is Jake Fiennes one of the most powerful people in Norfolk? The conservationist can transform landscapes and restore equilibrium between food production and the natural world. Jake is Director of Conservation at Holcombe, a job created for him and the first such role at any of England's great estates. His vision is of a landscape stretching along the Norfolk coast, brimming with butterflies, bees, birds and blossom, as well as livestock and food crops grown on soil, bursting with natural nutrients. And it's not pie-in-the-sky dreaming, it's actually happening all around him, as he walks the farmland, woodland, marshes and dunes of Holcombe. He sees wildlife arriving and thriving, and fields full of healthy crops and animals. And yet, even vast Holcombe is not big enough for his vision and ambition. Holcombe is the largest estate in Norfolk, but that's not big enough for the natural world, said Jake. We have to remove our boundaries and collaborate. He arrived at Holcombe 2.5 years ago to manage its nature reserve, but his responsibilities stretched beyond the reserve, and his ideas spread far beyond the borders of the estate. He's convinced conservation-friendly farming can boost harvests and income. This nature and nurture argument underpins what it is he wants to achieve as he blends wildlife and wild landscapes with food crops and farmed fields. I work with the farming team, I work with our tenants, I work with our neighbouring estates and landowners, the Wildlife Trust, the RSPB, the National Trust. We still need to produce food, but we need to produce it in a functioning ecosystem, he said. Jake is very aware of Holcombe's role in food production. It was on this land 2 centuries ago that Cook of Norfolk, ancestor of the Earl of Leicester, the current owner of Holcombe, introduced crop rotations, which were copied across Britain to increase food production. Jake wants Holcombe to show the way again, with good, sustainable yields and profits, thanks to a focus on basics such as soil and water. Soil management includes making sure it doesn't all run down the road, which you see too often, making sure it's full of microbes and nutrients. That makes sure it produces better food, he says. Improving soil and water quality and biodiversity needs as big a canvas as possible, and Jake is part of Norfolk-wide and national initiatives involving farmers, conservation charities, and local and national government. And he said that now that British taxpayers fund farming rather than the European Common Agricultural Policy, farmers will not be paid just for having land, but for using it for public good, including enhancing the environment and mitigating climate change. Fields which are not ideal for crops can go from producing poor yields to being perfect wildflower meadows, helping the natural world and capturing carbon. It's now a very easy conversation to have, says Jake. As he helps wildlife spread across the estate and beyond, Holcombe is also at the forefront of helping spread the word about what's being done and why. We need to engage with the British public and inspire and inform them, said Jake. New interpretation boards are dotted around the nature reserve, and Jake said visitors should get a sense of what's happening just by looking and listening. You're surrounded by nature, immersed in nature. Despite its iconic status, it was only relatively recently that he first saw the huge sweep of Holcombe Bay when he visited with his children. I was just speechless, he said, marvelling at the landscape rather than the parking fine he picked up. Now the future of this much-loved place is partly in his hands, And stunning as the coastline is, he said, we need to make people aware that there's so much more to Holcombe than the beach. He wants to mark the area out as special and recalls an African safari holiday. There was this great arch in the middle of nowhere. You drove through, and within 200 metres there was an enormous bull elephant. He's not suggesting bull elephants for the North Norfolk coast, although the reintroduction of sea eagles, which last bred here 400 years ago, is being seriously considered. Soon, he hopes, an abundance of wildlife will tell its own story. When you arrive at a special place, you need to know that something's different, whether the hedgerows are full of flowers or you've made changes to the hedges so people can see the sea. Hedges are important to Jake, and he said, we've changed what's cut, when it's cut, and why it's cut. Now, why cut a hedge when it's full of wildlife? So cut it later in the year. Such subtle changes can make a huge, possibly eventually even a global, difference. For example, Jake is working with neighbouring landowners to create routes for bumblebees to move through. We need to join up areas for wildlife, he said. Holcombe has just recorded its highest ever number of lapwing, with 17,000 overwintering. It has the country's largest population of spoonbill, and Norfolk's first cattle egret. Jake would love the sky to resonate with the calls of curlew and the song of the nightingale. We won't go back in time. We will have a new era of enhanced nature, he said. And he's done it before, on a smaller scale. For more than 20 years, he worked on the Raveningham estate in the Waveney Valley, identifying the habitat that some of our most important wildlife needs and setting about creating it. Corn buntings, tree sparrows, yellowhammers and barn owls flew in to feast on hedgerows and field edges. Reintroduced wildflowers brought in drifts of dragonflies, butterflies and bees. Don't just stand around waiting for things to happen, make them happen, said Jake. He grew up in coastal countryside, one of six children plus a foster brother. Dyslexic, academic work was never his forte, and he spent his time rock pooling, learning about the natural world, and collecting slow worms. Not something I'd recommend now, leave them where they are, he says. But the habit of hands-on learning remains. He soaks up knowledge from other people. A woodsman with a lifetime's knowledge of trees. A shepherd, experts in mollusks, bees and birds. We never stop learning, he says. I left school at 16 and all of my knowledge has come through my experiences or the experiences of others. If his name sounds familiar, and you've not yet come across his star status in the conservation world, well, it's because two of his brothers also excel at soaking up and replaying experiences, but as actors. Jake's twin brother is Joseph Fiennes, who starred in Shakespeare in Love and The Handmaid's Tale, among many other television and film appearances. His older brother, Rafe, made headlines this spring for his portrayal of Suffolk archaeologist Basil Brann in Netflix's The Dig, and his film credits include major parts in Schindler's List, The English Patient, and the Harry Potter series. His sisters are film directors, and another brother is a composer. Jake's first job was in London, doing the PR and marketing for a nightclub. As a teenager growing up in the 80s, the bright lights and the city was a draw, but I was only there for 2 or 3 years and realised it wasn't for me, he said. And he went on to forge a rural career. The unusual name, although not quite as distinctive as the hyphenated Twistleton Wickham Fiennes that the family dropped a couple of generations back, means he's often asked whether he's related to Joseph or Rafe. and he was delighted to discover that when a brother was introduced to the Prince of Wales, Prince Charles asked, "Are you related to Jake Fiennes?" "He knew me. It's great to turn the tables," said Jake. More and more people are hearing about Jake. Holcombe is the first big estate in England to create a conservation role like this. "And that's due to Lord Leicester," said Jake. "When you inherit something like Holcombe, you want to make sure that you leave your estate or your farm or your property in a better condition than when you took it on. Right now, it's Jake's favourite time of year. As the hedges blossom, lambs arrive, and the cattle go out to the grazing marshes. But despite all the glory of Holcombe around him, Jake especially loves the humble dandelion. It's a really great sign of spring," he says. "Each morning when I come to work, I drive the 2 miles along the coast road, and I can look over the salt marshes, fresh marshes, sand dunes, everything just bursting with wildlife. Every morning. You never get bored of it."